It's wonderful to be back in Shofar. My name is Henny Emmanuel, and I'm standing for Pastor Andre, who we know that he went to be with his mom and his family after the passing of his father. His father went to be with the Lord, so we just lift him, think of him this morning, lift him in our prayers, bless him. Thank you, Lord, for this wonderful man of God. We bless him. And we ask for your presence to be with him and his family. In Jesus' name. This is a beautiful place. We feel at home. My wife and my kids will join in the next service. But I don't know who is visiting like me here. Oh, I'm the only one? Wow. I should come and live here then. So please pray for me. For years and years, we come December. The accent you hear is Egyptian accent. I am from Egypt. For those who never heard Egyptian accent, this is Egyptian / Spanish accent because I lived in Spain for almost half my life. And my wife is South African. And 10 years ago, we moved to South Africa. My heart is full of passion for Africa, for the whole continent of Africa. We always joke between me and my wife, and we say, because she's from the Cape and I'm from Cairo, so we are from the Cape, from Cape to Cairo. We are trouble for the kingdom of darkness. Sorry for this continent, for the kingdom of darkness in this continent. And I love Jesus. I just love Jesus so much. And I realize the more I have a revelation of his love, like we spoke this morning already a lot. The more he is pouring his love for the nations, the world, the people that he loves so much. We are coming to the end of this crazy year. We call it crazy. We call it, I mean, I don't know how we call this year. How would you title this year? 2020. 10 more days for 2020, about 10 more days. And we don't know what 2021 is holding for us. And there's all kinds of jokes and fears and the good, the bad, the ugly, and all the above. We are, I don't know if you feel like I feel and like many of the people I talk to, but this year is coming to an end. It's coming to the last stretch. And in my heart, I want to declare, this is a good year. This is a good year. I know our minds calculating it cannot comprehend that. I know in my mind, I don't know how to comprehend this. Knowing that so many nations went into suffering, so many people went into suffering, many people went to be with the Lord, many people are afraid of sickness. Definitely, I know this virus is definitely not from the Lord. Definitely. I know many things, but there is so much in the twist. There is so much in the mix. And my prayer today is that the Lord, just as we position ourselves towards the last stretch of this year, to not miss the timing of everything that he want to do through this year. Perhaps coming from Egypt, from the Middle East, one of the very, very right next to Israel countries, some people say, if you want to take the pulse of what God is doing in the world, just watch what's happening with Israel and the Middle East. And I want to tell you, 10 years ago, exactly 10 years ago, 2010, we returned to South Africa, my wife and I, with our two small kids for a year, to stay in South Africa for 1 year, and then go back to the mission field. And here we are, 10 years later. Did not go back. Something happened during that year, 2010, that have shifted us so much. And I'll tell you what happened. You all have heard about the Arab Spring. South Africa sometimes is not very much looking at the news that way. But anyway, that was the beginning of the Arab Spring, was in that year that we came here. And there were two statements that rose up in my heart. And I feel the same two statements again 10 years later. The two statements that came to my heart slash my spirit that time was this. Statement number one, enough is enough, talking about the Middle East, the Arab world, what's happening over there. Enough is enough. Second statement is, from now on, like from 2011 on, let me say from 2021 on, 10 years later, because I feel the same two statements. Second one is, from now on, business not as usual. From now on, business not as usual. And I remember 10 years ago, I was saying to myself, wow, thank you, Jesus, that business is not as usual. Do you want to be business as usual? You know, I caught myself during the first lockdown, the hard lockdown. I caught myself saying, oh, I can't wait until everything comes back to normal. And then I stopped. I said, do I want everything to go back to normal? And then I caught myself many times waking up every day with one question. What's going on? What's happening? What about the vaccine? What about the numbers? I had a friend every day on WhatsApp send me the numbers in the different nations. You know, like 4 months, he was so diligent, you know, looking at the numbers and how the numbers of the, you know, the virus victims are rising and the curves, and sending me always. And then he gave up. He's not sending anything anymore. And now, like, I have no idea about the numbers anymore. All I know is that I know many people that got that virus. So much fear is caused. And so I woke up so many days. What's going on? What's going on? Until one day I felt the Lord rebuke me and said, why don't you ask a different question? And I said, Lord, what question do you want me to ask? He said, why don't you ask me not what's going on, what's going on? Ask me, Lord, what are you doing? Lord, what are you doing? Father, what have you been doing among us? I want to call this season the Kingdom Age. The Kingdom Age. And what's in my heart for this morning, what the Lord dropped in my heart, is something like this. Like, if I put a title to this, Kingdom ABC. Basics of the Kingdom. Some of the basics of the Kingdom. Because I believe with all my heart, looking at the 10 years past in the Middle East, our best 10 years ever in the kingdom were the past 10 years. But they were full of turmoil, full of all kinds of uprisings, all kinds of revolutions, all kinds of anger, all kinds of things that have been hidden underneath for decades and decades and decades. And suddenly, just everything is opening up. Everybody's asking for their rights. Things that have been hidden are opening up, and it's just overwhelming. In the midst, there has been so much confusion, so much similar to what's happening globally now, but caused by something totally different. And friends, the verse that I have for this morning is 1 Peter 4:7. If you guys have it on the screen, you can put it, because we can look at this together. This is so beautiful. Because around that time, talking now 2010, 10 years ago, I was sitting in my house in Pretoria, and I am Egyptian, and all these things are happening, and my country is falling apart, and the next one, and the next one, and then the Syrian war, and the refugees, and talking about where I come from. And I said, Lord, this is, wow, maybe I should start to study something about end times. I want to learn exactly, you know, I want to learn, and I wanted to enroll in courses, and, you know, and I was very much geared that way, which is very good. I have nothing against that. But one morning in my quiet time, I felt the Lord said to me, I want to talk to you about something concerning the end times. And I felt, wow, excited. And I actually opened the Bible randomly. And I fell exactly on this verse. And it starts like this, which made me believe my moment. The end of everything is near. The end, wow. If I ask you, the end of everything is near, what would you say? If I say to you, January 2021, Jesus is coming back. What would you do in the next short while? What would you say? Can someone say something? Glorify his name. Say something else. What would you do? Witness to as many people as possible. Yes. Spend time with my family. Well, you guys are not so far away. The end of all things is at hand. This version of the Bible saying that I'm reading from is at hand. Therefore, be serious and watchful in your prayers. Verse 8. And above all things, have fervent love for one another. For love will cover a multitude of sins. Verse 9. Be hospitable to one another without grumbling. And in some ways I felt like this is about the basics. This is about prayer, relationship with God. This is about love one another, our relationship with one another. And this is about giving hospitality. In other words, looking at the strange. In other words, our relationship with the world around us. Strangers, people that we don't know. This is the first commandment. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your mind, all your strength. And love your neighbor as you love yourself. It's actually basics, the end of everything. And I feel the Lord is just clearly saying to me, Hani, do you know how to do these things? Do you know how to love me? Do you know how to be alerted to prayer? Do you know how to have your love to the ones around you? Our dear mother here said it. Spend time with my family. Do you know how to do that? Do you need to study end-time theology for that? I said, Lord, no. He said, do you know how to take care of, can you? I said, well, yes, I think I can. And I felt, he said, then you are prepared for end-time stuff. The end of everything is near. I feel the Lord is just drawing our attention to those simple things this morning. It's just saying, just enjoy. So I left Egypt 1994. Some of you were born after that. 1994, 26 years ago, I left my country because the Lord called me out for 26 years. About 8 years ago, 2012, my mom passed away in Egypt. By the time I found a flight from South Africa to go to the funeral, it was too late. And I wept. 10 months after, my father went to be with the Lord. And I went through a tough season in my life because I wasn't sure. I was confused. Like, Lord, I think I followed you going to the nations where you sent me out of Egypt. But like half my life, I didn't enjoy my parents. Half my life, I was there serving you. Half my life, I was. And I end up in that train of thought, being dragged and dragged and dragged and dragged. And it was very spiritual. I mean, my thoughts were legitimate. They were not crazy thoughts. I said, Lord, did I really honor you? I mean, you told us also to honor your father and mother. So did I manage to honor my father and mother? It's too late now. They are gone. And I lived in this dark space for a while. And one day, the Lord came again in his gracious love. That's why you see, we were talking about his love this morning, and we were trying to sober this moment and enjoy this moment and not rush away from it. Because when you sit there, he comes to areas and places in our hearts that are so confused, so twisted. And the Lord came so graciously and said, Hani, I don't want you to live with any regret. Don't live with any regret. And the thing that he put in front of me, he said, you see, instead of crying about what happened, you honored me, you blessed me, but you don't feel like it, Hani. But I want to relieve you and say to you, instead of regretting anything, look at the loved ones that are still alive now. Look at the loved ones that are around you. Instead of regretting the ones that have gone to be with me, pay attention to the ones around you. Be alerted to prayer. Let your love for one another be strong. And pay attention. Pay attention to the strangers around you. I want to talk a little bit about our relationship with God, number one. Be alerted to prayer. Remember, this is a war that we are part of. We are living in a war that never stops. So the enemy doesn't have a weekend. Satan doesn't have a weekend. But you know, the good news also, Jesus doesn't have a weekend. I mean, Jesus rested, or the Lord God rested, you know, in the sixth day. But he did not like just go to sleep and he's like, you know, in the weekend he stops watching. No. But we live in a war that is constant. And this is why we need to be alerted. There is no, you know, I come here to the beach and, you know, it's December. We wake up so early every day and we're pushing and we're driving and, you know, and there is a message that can rob my holiday totally, you know, by me saying to myself, oh, I work so hard, I deserve just to, you know. And I love this word because it says, be alerted. The end of everything is near. Be alerted. Wake up. Wake up. There is no holiday, which means like it's a space for the flesh to do whatever they want to do. Wake up. Be alerted. Let your spirit always be alerted. Let your spirit always be awakened. The end of everything is near. And I love this Romans 16. If you can put the next verse, please, that would be great. Because this is Romans 16, 19, 24. For your obedience has become known to all. Therefore, I'm glad on your behalf. But won't you be wise in what is good and simple concerning evil? The verse after, verse 20. And the God of peace will crush Satan underneath your feet. And I always loved this verse, verse 20. The God of peace will soon crush Satan underneath our feet. The God of peace, and I love it, the God of peace. It's not like, you know, it's going to be like a fight between God and Satan and the schemes of the enemy. It's not going to be like, you know, even close. We are, when we enter our wars, we are, of course, we're going to war with him, first of all, and we are entering the war victorious. There is no question about it. It's not even close. The God of peace will soon crush Satan underneath your feet, whatever that you are fighting with. Be alerted to prayer. Be alerted in your relationship with God. The God of peace will soon crush Satan underneath your feet. But what I recently saw is the first part. The first part comes in a much nicer wording in another translation. And it says, be excellent in what is good. Because I found this is the key to it. Be excellent in what is good and be innocent of evil. And I believe this is maybe the point of today, the most point that the Lord would want to stress among us. Be excellent in what is good. Be innocent of evil. Evil is busy cooking around us. There's so much conspiracy. And when I say conspiracy, I'm not saying all of it is wrong or all of it is right. But there is a percentage of the truth. But what's the percentage? I don't know. But everything is twisted. And it is so easy in this age and this time to be robbed of that victory that is going to come to us through the God of peace that will soon crush Satan. So Satan, he takes always one of two places. He's either underneath your feet, like it says in that verse, or is on top of your head. You know, and uglier than that. Uglier than that, much uglier. You know it. We know it very well. Like you can't sleep and you are going on and you try then to control that situation and you try to understand it and you watch the next, you know, thing about the vaccine and the next, and some people are so happy to have the vaccine and some people are so afraid of the vaccine and it is a twist and a confusion. The God of peace will soon crush Satan underneath your feet. But the key is to be excellent in what is good. Be innocent of evil. Be innocent of evil doesn't mean being ignorant. But being innocent, to me, it means I cannot be dragged into all that is evil that the enemy... We know that the enemy is ugly and more than ugly. We know from the word of God clearly. Jesus said, in this world, you will go through trouble, but... remember that I have conquered the world. Through this world, you are going to go through the narrow door. He said, there is no one that follows me that will know how to follow me without carrying the cross every day. We nothing should surprise us. Everything that has been happening this year is just a reminder of the gospel of the kingdom. But maybe we believed in another gospel. Or maybe we did not understand the gospel so well. Well, today, it's not too late. The gospel of the kingdom that includes suffering, includes a cross, includes... because it's very simple. Because if I'm following Jesus, why should... you know, it comes, I follow Jesus, beautiful, miracles, wonderful... and then cross time. Okay, no, divert this, shortcut. There is no Christianity like this. But maybe what's happening in this age of the kingdom, that the Lord is converting all of us once more. No problem, convert me again, Lord. Change me from glory to glory. Shake everything that is shakable in my heart. Shake all my fears away. And it's good that I'm in touch with my fears so that I know them. Then you can shake them. In Hebrews 12, it says, everything that is shakable is going to shake. But what's the reason for that? Not because God loves to see us shaken. Not because God loves to see us... No. It says it clearly in Hebrews 12, towards the end of that chapter. Everything is shakable, will shake, so that the unshakable kingdom will emerge among us. That's the reason. It's for the unshakable kingdom that have this king and have this people of the kingdom in it. So you cannot separate from the king, the people of the kingdom. The kingdom is not something out there. The kingdom of God is here and now. Be excellent in what is good. Be innocent of evil. Be careful how much time you are paying attention to all those things. Be rather spend the majority of your time just in His presence. If you are listening to some of the important news, listen to the important news, but alert it with the antenna. Because lies are just bombarding us from every direction at the moment. Thank you, Jesus, the God of peace, will soon crush Satan underneath your feet. And I'm not going to have Satan just bug me and, yeah, I tell you what, you know, I can tell you, just yesterday, every day I'm having a choice. Every day I'm having a choice. I am a few minutes away from depression and falling totally. Yeah, I'm talking about myself. If I don't activate my spirit, if I don't lift the antenna, be alerted. The end of everything is near. Be alerted. Be awakened. And let your love for one another be strong. Let your love for one another be strong. That's number two. And we're going to read quickly from John 17. Very popular verses. We know them very, very well. Because this is exactly the time of John 17. If I'm calling this time, this is the age of the kingdom of God coming on earth as it is in heaven. This is the age of the kingdom of God being realized. We have prayed it in the Lord's Prayer for hundreds of years. Your kingdom come. Your will be done. How many of you prayed this? Your kingdom come. We sang it. We prayed it. Well, guess what? He's answering that. He's answering that, but he's not answering it in a way, you know, where we think, oh, it's going to be just, you know, I grew up persecuted, you know, in a Muslim nation. And, you know, I always had, as a boy, you know, I had a picture, you know, why can't Jesus just send fire from heaven and then all the bad people with the other religion that persecute us burn and die and never ever get up again, you know, and I live forever and ever, you know, conquering, you know. I had scenarios in my mind, you know, like all these people from that religion, they look east to pray towards, you know, a certain place. Why this black stone, this thing they pray? Why, you know, I had this picture. Why doesn't God cause a nice earthquake and then this black stone shake and fall, crumble? You know, and then when they don't know, you know, I had, and then I realized later on, I was so naive. For God so loved the world. These things are not shaking him. This 1.6 billion Muslim people that turn towards Mecca to pray, they're not shaking him. He is God. He's the God of peace. And then in my journey, I saw hundreds and hundreds and hundreds, thousands maybe, of Muslims meet Jesus in a dream, meet Jesus appearing to them in their bedroom, loving them. And again, like we worship this morning, his love changes everything. His love changes everything. I hope you are feeling his love this morning more than any other voice that is going on. Lord, we welcome you in our midst. John 17, verse 21. That they all may be one, as you, Father, are in me, and I in you, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that you send me. This is a prayer that I believe with all my heart is going to be answered in our midst in this day, in this season. You see, I want to be excellent in what is good. I want to be like a child believing that this prayer, this is a prayer that Jesus himself prayed. That this prayer that my Savior prayed, my Savior Jesus Christ prayed, is going to be answered. And I will be part of the answer of this prayer. Let your love for one another be strong, because this is the best strategy to see the world for the world. To know that the Father have sent the Son. This is the best. The strategy is us here. So we said there is the kingdom. There is the king of this kingdom. We know him. But many times we miss something extremely important. The people of the kingdom. You know, if the people don't come together in unity and declare their loyalty to the king, then there is no kingdom. This is why maybe we have good, strong religion called Christianity, But maybe we don't have strong something called the kingdom of God. I'm sorry if this statement is hurtful to anyone. But maybe you are Christian since birth, but not in the kingdom, but you have the title. And so I learned that. I'm born Christian, but I needed to convert and cross from my religious Christianity to kingdom Christianity, where I make Jesus king over my life, king of everything in my life. Do I make mistakes all the time? My wife will come the next service and you can ask her. And my kids as well. Do I fall? Yes. But in the kingdom, you humble yourself. You turn back. You say, why? Because I have a king. I submit to this king. And I receive this. And it happened that the same one who is the king, he is also the father. He's my father. Pours his love. He says, Henny, humble yourself. That will immediately take us to the third one. This hospitality thing. Taking care of the strangers around. So this is the message for us this morning. It's a very, very simple message. And I felt at the end, I just felt a statement. Allow the Father. Allow the Son. Allow the Holy Spirit. Just this morning as I was praying before coming here. And maybe just from that we launch into a time of just again coming to the presence of God in worship. If I can ask the worship team to come again. And just to rest our hearts. I'll tell you one final story and then we can come into a time of prayer. The last trip, so I used to travel like every month going to one nation in the Middle East, ministering among the people. I have had the privilege to witness the most incredible things, how the Lord move among the Muslim people. They are spread around the world now. There has never been this amount of refugees. One of the things I work with is the refugees. And my last trip was with the refugees. Actually, my daughter was with me, and we went to Lebanon, where there is a large number of refugees. And from there, we went to Greece, where there is a lot of refugees. And in Turkey, we end up in this refugee camp. Actually, in landing in this one island where the refugees first come from Turkey into... did I say Turkey or Greece? We went to Greece, but the refugees come from Turkey. They come with boats constantly, daily. It's a big mess with human trafficking involved, with mafias, with... It's just stuff that if I try to understand, I will be very depressed. And this is where... Be innocent of evil. Yes, you know about it, but you don't have to be depressed about it. You don't have to be dragged into it. Let's just get on with the job that God is giving us, the people in his kingdom. So we go to Greece, and the day, we had one day, it was the last day in our trip, we had one day only. And that day, the Greek people were in that island, were protesting. It was strikes everywhere. Nothing open. And I, you know, this is my girl, when she turned 13, I said to her, you can choose any trip because one of the pains in her life is always me traveling. And I said to her, when you turn 13, you can tell me any place and I will take you with me and we will go together and you will be with me in this mission work. And I actually did not mean even the mission work. You know, I meant she could... You know, even choose anything else, and I could do a little bit of my mission, and then she will join me in another part or whatever, you know, for fun. But she said, I will be with you in a mission trip. So she comes with me. It's the last day. I want to bless her, and I have this plan, and I looked online for the nice restaurant next to the Mediterranean in Greece. But now it strikes. The last day. Nothing. The only food we could find was in the refugee camp. Given to us by the refugees. It wasn't much. It was just the most delicious bread, just one big piece of bread. Some of Afghani people from Afghanistan, refugees from Afghanistan, made it. And this Afghani man can't even speak with him, because I don't speak that language, I speak Arabic. And he would not take any money from us. He gave us the bread. And it's a story my daughter will never, ever forget, that the refugees gave us bread. We couldn't do much, but we prayed in this refugee camp. But let me tell you, a few months later, through the lockdown, some other missionaries that work in the same refugee camp, they tell me the news about this father that actually came to know the Lord because Jesus appeared to him. But the other religious people in the camp became so angry knowing about the faith of this father that they took his son, and it was terrible. They beat the son. So in persecuting the father, they don't touch the father. They persecute the son like a teenager. He's 15, 16 year old, this guy. Abused him, even sexually. Terrible story. And the missionaries tell me on the phone, we need your wisdom. How can we counsel this family? They want to leave the camp, but we don't know where to take them. And we don't know, maybe in the camp they are more protected because there's more police and there's more eyes. If they go out, maybe they will kill them. We need your wisdom. And I said, really, you need my wisdom? What wisdom do I have, you know? And I went before the Lord and I said, Lord, I have nothing to offer except whatever you say. We come on a Zoom call. And I don't know what happened, but in this call, they bring the father, they bring this son who is so angry, and we start to just share, pray, talk. And just at the end, this son, the guy that was abused, starts to weep. He started to see Jesus just as we're talking. He says, I want to receive Jesus like my father. His father was relieved. His father couldn't believe it. And for many weeks, we had Zoom calls just to disciple this guy. I said, Lord, this is just so amazing. We come in our lack of wisdom, lack of understanding what to do. But your heart is just to touch the nations, touch the world. Friends, let's allow the Father to love us. Let's allow Jesus, the Word, to wash us daily. And let's allow the Holy Spirit to fuel us and fill us daily. Would you stand with me just for a moment of... The word now is just spoken and it's in the air here. It's time to take it inside. I want it. I want your word, Lord. The end of everything is near. And be alerted. And I would like us to ask just ourselves quietly, what takes our attention? What is taking our energy? And this is a moment where it is the Holy Spirit now speaking to us. It's the Holy Spirit shining His light. It is not man. It is not the nice music in the background. It is this atmosphere that is honoring to God, honoring to the Holy Spirit, so that we're not distracted. Ask Him, Lord, what is sucking my energy? What is busying me? Let the Holy Spirit show it. Let the Holy Spirit point to it. Be alerted to your relationship with God. It's not about religiosity. It's about life. It's not about anything else. It's about the river of God. I had many, many, many days where I was committed to reading the Word every day. But I was doing it so religiously. And I would still recommend, do it. Even if you don't feel anything, just do it. Because it's like water, it will wash you. But came a time where I said, Lord, I believe your word is going to become like a fountain. Your word is going to wash me. Your word is going to become like a shower. Every day I take it and it washes my dirt. It washes the dirt that comes to me. It's not the dirt that I chose or I want, but it is the dirt from all that is in the air, all that is coming. Lord, come wash us. Wash us. We allow you. We allow you, Jesus, the Word of God, to wash us. Holy Spirit, we allow you. We activate our spirits to receive your Spirit. We open our hands, our eyes. We lift our eyes towards you. And we say, come, Holy Spirit, come. One of the things that I saw in my life, I saw that I collected so many cases because of so much injustice that happened against me. It was truly, clearly, bluntly, injustice. I had the right. I had the right to this and this and this and this. But then I could look at myself and see that my hands are not free to be open before the Lord. My hands are holding into cases, 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 cases. And the word of the Spirit of God to me was, drop your case. Drop your case so that your hands can be free to worship me. And maybe I can just point to the same thing to you this morning. Maybe there is cases like that. And here is the word of God. Drop those cases so that your hands are free to worship me. Seat me as the righteous judge. I will watch over your case. I will watch over your right. So maybe we can just sing a final song. And I'm going to ask us to do one thing. Maybe you would like to turn to someone next to you. Or maybe you'd like to turn to someone not next to you. You know where the Lord is leading you. Maybe it is just to turn with your family. Just take a moment. Just enjoy sinking in your heart the Word of God today. Will you do that? So, Father, I thank you for just leading us to move towards one another. I know we are moving carefully because of all. So you don't have to do it because I'm saying it. Just do it if you feel the Lord is leading you. Maybe there is someone here that you want to say, I just want to assure you of my love for you. Maybe it is your immediate family. Maybe there is someone to say sorry to. And maybe there is just someone that is a stranger here, like we just read, that you want to say, welcome here. Amen. Let's just take those few moments and then I will end with a prayer and then we'll end the meeting.